I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And we begin today with an affair that normally would not even be on our radar, except that one of the players was governor of California, reportedly had presidential aspirations, and left in his wake a string of women who were vilified for their allegations of sexual harassment a decade ago. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger has admitted to the Los Angeles Times that he and his wife, Maria Shriver, separated last January after he revealed that he'd fathered a child before he ran for governor more than 10 years ago, with a longtime member of their household staff who also departed the house in January with a severance. You might recall it was the LA Times that just 5 days before the election that swept Schwarzenegger into office published the stories of women who said they'd been sexually mistreated by him. Ultimately, there'd be 16. John Carroll was editor of the Los Angeles Times at the time. He joins us now. And John, first of all, your thoughts on today's news.
I didn't have a lot of thoughts about it. It didn't surprise me, and it didn't strike me as being anything out of character.
Well, and give us some context for that. The election was a recall election in 2003. California voters could vote whether or not they wanted to remove the Democrat Gray Davis, and if so, they could pick from a list of candidates, including the Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger. You had to write an editorial at the time defending the series in the paper with women's sexual harassment allegations. Why?
It was an odd election. Normally in election season, you have a year or so to scrutinize the candidates when you're editor of a newspaper. And in this case, we didn't have that. It was, I think, 62 days from start to finish in terms of Arnold's candidacy. And we'd heard a lot about how he had mistreated women when he was a Hollywood star, which I don't think is all that unusual in Hollywood.
Well, in fact, others had written about this. Premier Magazine published an article.
That's right. Premier Magazine, a couple of years before, had done an article called Arnold the Barbarian, which laid out a good deal of what we wrote about. And from the day Arnold announced his candidacy, we started investigating that. And took a long time to get it done. We were criticized for writing it in the first place, but also we couldn't get the story together until 5 days before the election. So people said, well, this is a liberal paper. They're bombarding a Republican candidate on the eve of the election to destroy his candidacy. The fact was, we just couldn't get it done until then.
You felt the voters needed to know sooner rather than later.
I did, and I felt that Arnold had been treated like a show business personality. He'd been covered in the way that those people get covered. And he was stepping into a different arena, namely politics. And I felt that we needed to cover him by the standard of politics. And the things that we learned from the women who he'd mistreated were, if you read the detail, pretty shocking.
Just remind us, how vilified were these women? How vilified was the paper when this report
came in? Well, the women were criticized. Now, some of them were named and some of them weren't named in the story. That was their choice. And there were everybody associated with the story was vilified. The newspaper was bombarded with protests. We had 10,000 subscribers cancel their subscriptions, which was about 1% of our circulation at the time. And the one thing I really wasn't prepared for was the bombardment of falsehoods that hit us. O'Reilly's show put on a woman who claimed that the paper had been sitting on the story for weeks and had held it only to sabotage Schwarzenegger at the end of his campaign, which was a fabrication.
But John Carroll, what do you think the moral of this story is here? You know, connect the dots, if you can, between your reporting 10 years ago and the news today that Arnold Schwarzenegger fathered a child out of wedlock, and it kept that secret throughout his governorship.
I don't see any great moral in that. I think there's a moral for the media. Back when we wrote that story about the women being mistreated by Schwarzenegger, there were literally hundreds of journalists covering the Schwarzenegger election, and I'd say the vast majority of them were covering it because it was a show business story, not because it was journalism. And only one of those news media outlets published the story about Arnold's mistreatment of women. And people have been emailing me saying, don't you feel vindicated? And the answer is no, because I never felt that we needed to be vindicated. I felt we were right all along. And I think the people who have to answer for something is the people who covered that election and never mentioned these things.
John Carroll, former editor of the Los Angeles Times, currently on the board of the News Literacy Project, their motto, How to Know What to Believe. John, thank you.
Thank you.